Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. Eureka Police continue to investigate a stabbing incident that took place at the Bayshore Mall on Monday. The victim suffered several stab wounds that were nearly fatal. Officers arrested 23-year-old William Whipple, and he was booked on an attempted murder charge. Investigators are also searching for a second man who is believed to have played a role in the altercation. A vehicle connected with the suspect, which appears to be a late 80s-era Crown Victoria, was caught on surveillance camera at the mall and is being looked for as well. Anyone who may have witnessed the incident or who has any information is asked to contact Eureka Police. Mendocino County officials and the family of 73-year-old Wayne Fanslow are asking for the public's help in locating the at-risk senior. Fanslow hasn't been seen since January 12th when he drove away from his home in Little Creek and managed to make it to Healdsburg. He was contacted by police officers there, but before family members could make it to the scene, Fanslow was gone. The family reports he is suffering from the onset of dementia, and he drives a four-door blue Buick LeSabre sedan, license plate number 6WOD612. Fanslow is an adult white male, 5'7", 175 pounds, with gray hair and brown eyes, and anyone with information about his whereabouts is asked to contact Mendocino authorities. A reminder that the Sheriff's Office is still searching for 41-year-old David Silva, whose last residence is listed in Trinidad. Deputies searched Silva's residence last week with two felony warrants in hand, but he was not at home. The search turned up numerous stolen items, including vehicles as well as firearms. Deputies were called back to the residence last Wednesday after Silva's 50-year-old roommate reported he had come home and started punching and threatening her before leaving the scene. Silva is an adult Native American male, 6 foot 250 pounds with brown hair and brown eyes, and he is also heavily tattooed. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Sheriff's Office. Arcata police arrested Mendocino County resident Riley Kiesel late on Tuesday night after Kiesel led officers on a short foot pursuit. The officers had attempted to contact Kiesel, but he ran and was quickly apprehended and found to be in possession of a loaded .38 caliber handgun. Kiesel, who's on probation, was booked on several charges, including resisting arrest and carrying a concealed weapon, along with a probation violation. A Fortuna police officer on patrol Wednesday night stopped a vehicle driven by 22-year-old Robert Glenn Ellis. The officer was familiar with Ellis from past contacts and was aware that Ellis did not possess a valid driver's license and that he was also on probation. A search of Ellis and the vehicle turned up 44 methadone pills packaged for sale, 8 grams of methamphetamine, and more than 11 grams of cocaine. Ellis was booked into county jail on possession and probation violation charges. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for 2 of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Sheriff's Office continues its investigation into the property and activities of Ryan Floyd, the 30-year-old Garberville resident arrested last week. Deputies found a stash of more than 100 firearms hidden in a cave on a 55-acre property connected with Floyd and are working to identify which weapons have been stolen so that they can be returned to their rightful owners. The same goes for other stolen equipment, including construction equipment and tools. Lieutenant Steve Knight said the process is an involved one, and a lot needs to be done before the case goes to the DA's office.
Yeah, forensically, officers are going to be working to tie this case up, and as far as tying them to the suspect, so the district attorney can prove their case.
Knight went on to say that investigators are looking for others connected with Floyd to see if they had anything to do with his actions.
Right now, he's the prime suspect in this case and with the weapons. And obviously, we're looking at anybody else's involvement in this. In these types of cases, we always look for more than one individual's involvement. You never assume anything, and many times there's multiple people involved. Again, it will be the follow-up investigation, the forensics of trying to tie more people into this case.
Officials would also like to speak with 29-year-old Honey Walsh, who is suspected of being an accomplice of Floyd's. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.